With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The border crossing between Gaza and Egypt has reportedly been temporarily reopened, allowing civilians to escape Gaza ahead of an expected Israeli ground assault. Stationed near the Rafah crossing, the BBC's Lise Doucette says people are anxious to flee the coming storm.
We understand there's 1,000 foreign nationals, Palestinians with second passports mainly, waiting at that Gaza border crossing, the only opening to the outside world. It's also the only passage for aid to get in. And the aid has been building up truck after truck at the Egyptian side of the border, waiting to go in. The Israelis say they need to inspect those goods before they get in. They're worried there could be weapons hidden inside. There will be a huge crush on that border. So many Gazans who have no foreign passports are also desperate to leave.
The Israeli military says terrorists are holding 199 hostages in Gaza. Multiple media outlets report Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has invited President Biden to visit Israel in the midst of the conflict. Mr. Biden favors elimination of the terrorists targeting Israel while also backing a future Palestinian state.
The president backs Israel's right to defend itself and believes taking out Hamas and Hezbollah is a necessary requirement. However, interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, he warned against an Israeli occupation of Gaza. The president said there's a difference between Hamas terrorists and Palestinian civilians.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's third largest pharmacy chain has filed for bankruptcy protection. Rite Aid faced declining sales along with opioid-related lawsuits. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Dow futures are up 99 points. NASDAQ futures 3 points higher. This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a gigantic monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. And organizer Richard Gamble tells SRN News that his vision is to have believers fund over 1 million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We're gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
Gamble adds the huge monument, shaped like an infinity loop, is expected to be completed in 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Some Mexicans residing near the California border could get in-state tuition rates.
The legislation signed Friday by Governor Newsom creates a pilot program for some low-income Mexicans who want to attend certain community colleges in Southern California. The program will run through 2029. Proponents of the legislation say it will lower a barrier for people living near the border to receive an education and prepare to join the workforce. It resembles similar legislation in Nevada that allows residents who live near the California border to get discounted tuition at Lake Tahoe Community College. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A House vote on a new Speaker of the House may come at noon tomorrow in D.C. In the meantime, business in the lower house of Congress remains on hold. Since ousting Kevin McCarthy earlier in the month, Republicans have been unable to come up with a successor. Ohio's Jim Jordan has been nominated for the speakership. More details at SRNNews.com.